Let's talk to Patricia Mermar. Patricia is a senior aid worker from the Lebanon and has been working with the refugees since the start of the crisis and has just returned from the Lebanon. Patricia, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the programme. Are you as optimistic about what's happening at the conference?
Well, I do feel optimistic for sure because that money is very needed for the Syrian refugees who fled their countries and they are now in host communities such as Lebanon, my country.
We see some of these images and they aren't simply appalling, but of course the trouble is it looks as if our attitude is hardening a little bit to the ongoing situation. What's it really like? I mean, you've just come back. What's it really like there?
Well, the situation is getting worse and worse because the funding was decreasing a lot in the recent years. Refugees have to make some very difficult choices, such as taking their children out of schools and marrying off their daughters at very early ages. Just last week, I spent a whole day with three brothers, Ahmad, Khalid, and Muhammad, just selling biscuits with them on the street the whole day, living the experience with them. By the end of the day, I did ask one of the brothers, would you rather do something else? They said, do we really have a choice? Do we have the choice of actually choosing something over our bread? That's the situation that is facing the children of Syria in host communities, and that is why exactly that money is important for them.
The problem is, some people in this country will question the amount of money, for example, that Britain is pledging to give another £1.2 billion. But do we carry on giving money without addressing what is the real problem in Syria?
Well, that's exactly the point. For us to have a meaningful solution for what's happening for the refugee crisis, we have to address the peace inside Syria. Peace that can only be achieved through a peaceful talk among all the stakeholders. Only then we can start also talking about the safe and voluntary return of the refugees to their home countries. Until then, however, we need to keep thinking on how we can help the refugees in host communities such as Lebanon and even in Europe and in the UK.
But then we have this, as I said earlier, this BBC local radio poll that suggests our attitudes is becoming a little bit stiffer, that we want fewer refugees. Can you understand why that is the case?
I understand that. I respect the opinion of the people. However, you mentioned a lot of numbers and you have mentioned a lot of statistics, but this is really not a crisis of numbers and statistics. We have to think that behind every number there is a face, there is a child, there is a girl and a boy who are going through hell in Lebanon, for instance, and in other countries. Batul is a 14-year-old girl I have talked to, and she was married off last year. And girls like Batul, when I talked to her, she said, I would never, ever consider bringing children to this life because of what she was going through. I mean, do we really want to leave behind girls and children like Batul? Is this the generation of children we're leaving behind us? Is that the future of Syria?
No, it isn't, Patricia, but I'll tell you what the problem is. We don't want to think about individual cases. We don't want to be confronted with images of individuals who are suffering because it is easier for us to think of it as a whole. In fact, you know, it is. It's just the way things are, because people might think this is such a big problem, I don't want to get involved. In fact, I don't want to look at it. I will look at something else instead.
Well, I do understand why people would think like that. But we have also to think that, you know, you and I could be refugees one day. You know, we cannot just turn a blind eye on refugees and the faces I have just mentioned. Those are the faces of the crisis. We have to think about Batul and the children I've mentioned.
Because some people might say, well, hang on a minute, Great Britain is giving David Cameron spent another £1.2 billion on top of £1 billion he's already pledged. The Germans are coughing up a bit of money as well. Where's the rest of the world? Where are the Russians, the Saudis? Where is, you know, the rest of the world involved in all this? Because they are very slow in coughing up the money.
See, this responsibility is for everyone to be sharing, not only for one country.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree, but no one's organising a conference to say, come to the table, world leaders, and bring your checkbooks with you. They're saying, come to a conference and let's talk.
And we need all to be talking, and we need all to be pitching in into a peaceful solution inside Syria, and to a contribution, a financial contribution that would help the refugees.
Patricia, thank you. Wish you well. Patricia Mermar is a senior aid worker from Lebanon who works for World Vision, which is, of course, based in Milton Keynes. We'll come back to this.